A Day to Remember, October 15th, 2010. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with Thought for Today, A Day to Remember, October 15th, 2010. Yesterday was October 15th, 2010, and we had a wonderful celebration of the 35th anniversary of the University of Healing. 35 years we have been here in Campo, California, sharing the philosophy of the University of Healing throughout the world, going all, everywhere telling people about being themselves and having fun. And you know, it's very interesting. We have passed through all sorts of images of people who have felt sorry for themselves and who have felt glorious for themselves. And the people who have felt glorious for themselves are the ones who have looked at their life and said, yes, this is a wonderful life. Yes, this is a great adventure that I'm going through. Yes, I have made out of my life a silk purse. I have made out of my life the most glorious evidence that I can of who and what I am. How is it that the University of Healing can go out and make out of its life a beautiful experience? Well, it makes out of its life a beautiful experience by doing just one thing. By going out and seeing every single person that it sees as being its ideal self. Now, for us to see the world as ideal, for me to see the world as ideal, I must be ideal. For if I look with any other eyes, I see the world with any other eyes. But I like me. I tell that to myself constantly. I like me, I like me, I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I know that this world is beautiful. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. I am the creator of this world, and it's a wonderful world. And everybody in it are wonderful. Everybody in it is wonderful and is fantastic and glorious and beautiful. They each are an expression of who and what I am. Now, that sounds a little bit grand, a little bit wonderful, but truly that's what it's all about. And that's what the University of Healing is all about. And that's what we teach. If you like yourself, if you think that you're a wonderful person, then you can be sure that the world is a pretty wonderful place. Because a wonderful person can only live in a wonderful world. A wonderful person can only see wonderful people all about them. A wonderful person is an expression, is a mirror. And the world is a mirror of the wonderful person, and the wonderful person is a mirror of the world. Each a reflection of the other. Ideal, perfect, wonderful. So yesterday here on campus, we were celebrating this reflection of how wonderful everything is. We looked at everything in the world, and we looked at it from a sort of a unique way of looking at it. We looked at it from now. And we said to ourselves, now. Now is acceptable time for all good. Now everything is beautiful. Now everything is wonderful. Now everything is great and glorious and good. And that's all that matters. That's really all that matters. You see, a person who feels sorry for themselves is a person who's not living up to who and what they are. It's a person who's not recognizing that this world is a wonderful place because I'm a wonderful person. We've all been taught by our family and the world and our parents and so forth that we should not be so flamboyant, we should not be so open, we should not be so wonderful, we should not say that I like me, I'm wonderful, I like me, I'm number one. And you see, if we don't say those things, if we don't do those things, then we will never see a world which is wonderful. We will never see a world which is beautiful. We'll never see a world which is fulfilling in every single way all of the beautiful things that life has to offer. We'll never see that. we will only see a world which will reflect what our attitude is about ourselves. That's the way life is. Be yourself and have fun. Be yourself. You can only be yourself. You can't go out in this world and be anything else but yourself. And so yourself might as well be the most wonderful thing that it can be. It's done unto us according to our belief. These are the philosophical conundrums that go with everything that we think and say and do. This is the philosophy that has been taught through the ages by all of the great and wonderful teachers and thinkers and gurus and men and women of wisdom of all the universe. Yes, if Mother Teresa didn't think that she was a wonderful lady and that she was a beautiful person, that she was doing great and beautiful things, she could not go out and do the work that she did. If the great people of this world didn't like themselves, they could not go out and do the wonderful things they did and that they do. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be an easy path. That doesn't mean that everybody is going to say, yes, you're right, you're fantastic. And yet, it is an easy path. And this is what the university teaches. It is an easy path. Because we mind our own business. If each one of us can be so beautiful and so self-directed, so self-disciplined, then we will look at all the world and see it beautiful and see it good, and we will not look to the world to change it. What gets us in trouble is when we try to change the world to be something that we think it's not. When we look at the world and see it as something that it is, then we are doing all that we can do. The illustration of the boy who comes at his mother with anger in his heart, and the mother says, what seems to be the problem? She will not recognize that that boy is angry or that boy is not a good boy. She just says to the child, you are always such a wonderful child. You are always so thoughtful. You're always so giving and so beautiful. You're so sensitive. You're a loving child. You're always so good. The mother cannot see anything else in that child. And as she persists in seeing that, the child will begin to shine forth that too, regardless of the circumstance that made him feel unhappy or made him feel in any way that he was less than perfect. Somebody has to stand up for the truth, and that might as well be you. It might as well be me. These are the things that we share and teach here at the University of Healing. These are the things that for these 35 years we have given to the world. Now, the world hasn't clambered down our doorstep, but everywhere we have gone, we tell people, you are the creator of your world. You are God. And they say, yes, I know that. Everywhere we go, we say, you are a wonderful person. Yes, I know that. Everywhere we go, we say, you are brilliant, you are whole and perfect, you are divine, you are fantastic. And they say, yes, I know that. Now, why is it that everywhere we go, we say that to people and they say, yes, I know that? Because the world is our reflection. And as we shine this forth, as we illumine the world with all of the goodness that we are, if we look upon the world and see it as a shining example of beauty and truth and goodness, it's only because that's what we are. And if we can keep this picture before us constantly, you can be sure that it's the picture of our own life and who and what we are and what we're living and the reality that makes us what we are. I love everybody in this world, and everybody loves me. You say, well, what are those who speak badly of you or who try to hurt you or something? I don't know them. I don't know them. Whatever reason they may have for doing that, whatever reason they may have for building a bad image of me, I don't know that. I only know they build a good image of me. And whenever I talk to anyone, whenever I am present in anyone's life, they build a good image of me because I build a good image of me. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. Listen to the indwelling Christ within you, within me, within all that the world is. Love the world, and the world loves you. Unconditional love is the pathway that each of us can walk, and each of us do walk. Unconditionally, we love ourselves and we love our world. Unconditionally, we look at all that's going on in this world and say, wow, what a great and wonderful world that is. Fantastic, glorious, super. Oh, my goodness sakes, how great it is, how great it is, how great it is. And as we say this, what happens to us? Well, what happens to us all works out in divine order. All works out in divine order, and nothing else matters. And you know, my friends, that's what makes the world go round. That's what makes you go round, and that's what makes me go round. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me. I like me. I like me. Say this for yourself today, like I say it for myself, and watch how wonderful the world is, and how beautiful the world is. The reflection of the goodness and the purity and the wholeness that I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.